Live in Los Angeles, California, it is the Kirk Collins Show. Here is the best from Morning Wood. Morning Wood is my morning show on Daily Wood Radio. DailyWoodRadio.com has all the details. So check out my show. You can listen to the full show. Go to DailyWood.com, hit shows, hit Morning Wood, and boom, baby, listen back to the full episode with the music. But here's the best of Morning Wood live, baby, live in LA. Have a fabulous day, and thank you for listening to the Kirk Collins Show. Lockdown. Wake up with Morning Wood, live in Los Angeles, California. Good morning, everyone. It is wonderful Wednesday. It is truly wonderful that you are here. Good morning, good morning, good morning. February 9th, 2022. You're listening to Morning Wood. My name is Kirk Collins. How the heck are you doing? I'm so excited. A lot to talk about today. Nelly, Nelly, Nelly. Oh, my goodness, Nelly. Well, now I've seen your wiener. Well, how did I see it? I'll be letting you know. I'll be letting you know. Lady Gaga, Oscar nomination snub as enraged fans. Last night was the 2022 Brit Awards. Who won? Who performed? What happened? We'll be letting you know. And is Wendy Williams returning to the Wendy Williams Show? Or is it going to be hosted by somebody else? My goodness. Hashtag things we will find out soon. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Kirk Collins. Ooh, honey, I had a day of just rest yesterday. I needed a day to just chill and clean the house and just kind of get my affairs in order and think and relax. And, you know, I exercised, I took my dog out for a walk, I cooked, I made chili. Or did I do that the other day? I don't even know anymore. All the days blend together, darling. No, I made it today. That's right, I made chili. No, that was yesterday. Oh, who knows, sis? Anyway, I ate a lot of chili. That's the main story here. Oh, honey, when I cook, she cooks like she's cooking for a family of people, okay? So I like to cook like one big meal a week, so either spaghetti or chili. And then I just mow down for the rest of the week, and it's like, great, I don't have to cook, I don't have to worry about it, and I'm happy eating it, because, oh, honey, she's quite the chef, honey, quite the chef. You know, the other day, I made this pizza, it was so delicious, you would have thought it was delivery, it was so amazing. Okay, so, how did I do it, you're wondering? Well, I bought the pizza at the store, got it out of my freezer, and then I put it in the oven for about, I don't know, it felt like a long time, maybe 40 minutes. And then I took it out of the oven, cut it up, and honey, it was just so delicious. I was like, bitch, you don't even need to get delivery. Honey, you can make your own pizza. I was like, oh, yes, and she made it. She made it, honey. Oh. I was like, that 8% Italian I got, honey, it was really shining through. And yes, it was DiGiorno, not delivery. Okay. So good, I'm telling ya. Woo! Well, there you go. It's Spacey Friday, Wednesday. What day is it? Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Sunday. Where am I? Somebody, I don't know where I am anymore. I don't know what's going on. We're just doing our thing. We're just doing our thing, and I'm so excited. What else? Oh my goodness, I have a story to tell you all. I have a story. What famous lady's boyfriend wasn't at the gym bar? Might be a little bit bisexual. I'm like, should I reveal it on the show? I don't know. Oh, friends, family, everybody. Don't forget, we are having a raffle. That's right. Win a 5-night, 6-day stay at Sensora Resort and Spa in Riviera Maya. Which, hey, it's for two people, all-inclusive stay, airfare not included. Raffle tickets start at $20. $20. Once you buy a raffle ticket, there are a lot of other options on how you can add on to that by sharing us on social media and listening to Word of the Day. Step one is to buy a raffle ticket. They start at $20. We have PayPal option, Cash App option, If you need to Venmo me, message me, and I will hook it up, honey. I'll hook it up. Yes, and Sincera Resort and Spa in Riviera Maya. And we want you to help us spread the word, so spread it on social media near, far, wherever you are. Right, near, far, wherever you are. What is that from? Did I just come up with that? I'm not sure. Thank you. Anyway, thank you for waking up with Morning Wood on this wonderful Wednesday. I love you all so much. My name is Kirk Collins, and I want us to get in the mood, honey, with some Patron tequila. Get real fucked up tonight. That was part one of Morning Wood Live, which is exclusively on dailywoodradio.com. I hope you all are doing well. Stay tuned. Here's part two. Live in Los Angeles, California. How is everybody doing? So hot in here. Nelly. Nelly is in hot water. Hot water, you guys. Somehow, a video, very explicit, which shows him getting head from a girl, was uploaded for 1 minute on his Instagram. Nelly has issued an apology saying, "I sincerely apologize to the young lady and her family. This is unwanted publicity for her and them. This was an old video that was private and never meant to go public." Ooh, child. So, to do my due diligence, I checked out the video. I checked out the video. You can go to Twitter, just type in, Nelly oral sex, and bing, bam, boom, should pop right on up. Oh, my goodness. So a lot of discussion on the internet about the video. It looks like a lot of other people wanted to do their due diligence as well. And, I was like, woo. I was like, all right, Nelly, looks like you're enjoying yourself. And all looks good in the hood. I don't know. There were a lot of comments about his size. To me, it looked, great. So call me, beat me if you want to reach me, Nelly. I mean, I don't see any problems there. I think it's so wild. People are so crazy, right, about wiener size. I'm like, come on, you guys. I used to be, a size queen. But honey, as you know, experience has made me a little bit richer. And I've learned that, honey, sometimes it doesn't matter. I've had some amazing sex with guys of all sizes, right? All sizes welcome. I remember the first time, right, with a rather small individual. And I mean small, okay? We're talking small. And I, unzip the pants and I'm like, oh, no. Bitch, when I tell you, okay, when I tell ya, I mean, rocked my world, honey. And we sexed for years upon years, and it was amazing. And I was like, woo! No longer a size queen. Okay, if they know what they're doing, they know what they're doing. Amen? But yeah, you guys, Nelly is fine. Okay, Nelly is A-okay. There's all these reaction videos. People are looking crazy. Y'all need to calm down, girl. Ooh, Nelly. But I mean, seriously, how do you accidentally upload a video of you getting a blowjob on Instagram? Hmm? How do you do it? I mean, how fucked up are ya? Right? I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. I mean, bitch, you were partying or something. You're watching that video and you liked it so much, you're like, let me just put this up on the Instagram real quick. Huh? I mean, Nelly. Okay, let's listen to the song because it's so good. Yes, assing bobacious, honey. There we go. I mean, I'm thinking about it and I'm like, I do feel really bad for that gal because, honey, to be shown on such a public platform, to be trending on Twitter, sister, bitch, you're like, I didn't ask for none of that, honey. Well, you are sucking Nelly's dick, girl. I don't know. So, torn. Wendy Williams. Oh, Wendy Williams. What is going on? It looks as if they are going to make Sherry Shepherd the permanent host of the daytime talk show for the rest of the 13th season, as it is not expected that Miss Wendy Williams will be coming back. Oh my gosh. They do not know if she's going to come back ever, or if they're going to be ending the show after this season and the name, you know, having Sherry Shepherd's show. There's a lot of talk, you guys. I'm hearing a lot of talk. I'm hearing that it is in advanced talks with the production company about Sherry Shepherd fronting her own show and the end of the Wendy Williams show as we know it. The show, Williams show, has been, you know, delayed several times as Miss Williams has been battling health issues. And I just find it all so, so sad. We don't, you know, I feel like we don't know what is going on, truly. Right? What is going on? We haven't really heard from Wendy. Has anybody seen her? Can we get something? Can we get a statement, Wendy? I don't know. It's just, it's a worrisome. I'm very worried. I hope you're okay. We love you, Wendy. We love you, Wendy. We love you, Miss Wendy Williams, a lot. A lot, a lot. Has anyone seen the Janet Jackson documentary? I have searched high. I have searched low. I cannot find it. I'm like, I want to watch it really, really bad. I saw an interview with her yesterday. And basically, she said, you know, I want to concentrate on TV and movies. Maybe do some new music. Maybe collaborate with someone like Bruno Mars. I think that'd be really good. I'm like, come on, Janet. We want you to give us some more music. Give us some more music, right? What have you done for me lately? But I want to watch the documentary. I can't find it. I looked on Hulu. I looked on YouTube TV. I'm like, where am I supposed to find this? So if you know where it is, you let me know, huh? Let me know. I'm like, how did everybody watch it? They're like, 15 million people watched it. I'm like, how? Where? I don't get it. And honey, I am technically advanced, okay? But I can't find it. Really embarrassing. Really embarrassing. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. Coming up, we'll be talking about the Brit Awards. And we'll play Adele's performance, honey. I guess she drinks wine. I haven't had wine in a long time. Actually, I was working in Gin Bar Monday. And this guy is like, oh, which wine's your favorite wine? What one are you drinking? And I'm like, you know what? I haven't been drinking any wine lately. And I think it's just because Ariel moved away. Ariel, we used to drink so much wine together. Yeah, I just have not had any wine. No good explanation other than, you know, sometimes it gives me a headache and I've just been focusing on shots. You think I'm joking? No, I'm not joking. I've been doing a lot of shots. Shots. As a way, instead of doing a cocktail or anything, I just like to do shots and a water. Shots and a water. That way, you know, I find myself, you have that water with your drink, right? So I'll do a shot and then I get a water. I think it's been working for me, and I've been drinking tequila. I'm loving it. I love it. I'm loving tequila. Oh my God, before I was drinking vodka, and it was so weird because I was losing my memories. I'm telling ya, I was losing my memories. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening here, but it's not good. It is not good. Not good. So Miss Vodka and me, we're taking a break, okay? Leave me alone over there, Miss Grey Goose. Nope. And bitch, it's not like I was just, exactly, not just drinking any vodka. She had the goose that was making her feeling loose. Ooh, she was feeling loose from that goose, I'm telling ya. But no mas. I'm a tequila girl. Yes, casamigos. How you doing, sister? All right. It is Wonderful Wednesday coming up. The word of the day for today's raffle entry. You must buy a raffle ticket first. And then you have all these options to add on to your raffle tickets for free, such as word of the day. Dailywood.com/raffle has all the details. You know what? This is one of my favorite Cher songs. Listen to Dailywood Radio to catch Morningwood at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Central, exclusively on dailywoodradio.com. Download our apps today. They are free. Apple TV, Android TV, on your phone, iPad, Apple Watch. We're also on your smart speakers. If you have Alexa, just enable the skill, honey. Go to Amazon.com. type in Dailywood Radio and enable the skill. Also, if you have Google Home, you just say, okay, Google, talk to Dailywood Radio. Morning Wood, the show is continuing on. I see you, Miss Janine. I'm coming over. Miss Janine said that Janet Jackson documentary was on Lifetime. And I searched High and Low, you guys. I couldn't find it. So I'm coming over to Janine's house and I'll be watching it. On my way, Janine. I love you. I love you. I miss you. I miss Janine a lot. I'm like, oh my goodness. Actually, you know what, Miss Janine? I need to call you after this show. So if you got a meeting or something, cancel it. No. Okay, Oscars. You guys, Oscar nominations have been announced. And everyone's outraged, including I, because Miss Gaga was robbed, honey. She was snubbed from House of Gucci. She was not nominated, and I do not understand why. I'm sorry, were there other movies this year? I didn't think so. Were there other actresses this year? No, I don't think so. I think it was just Gaga. So how dare you, okay? How dare you, Oscars? Not nominate the Gaga. And it was so good. The House of Gucci was so freaking good. I'm telling ya. That's how I feel. How dare you? I'm very annoyed. But who was nominated? We have Jessica Chastain from The Eyes of Tammy Faye. And you know what? That was a really, really good movie. Okay, I get that. Olivia Colman, Penelope Cruz, Nicole Kidman, and Kristen Stewart were nominated. I only saw The Eyes of Tammy Faye so far on that list. So I got a lot of movies to catch up on. Got a lot of movies to catch up on. Best Picture, Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, and West Side Story. Okay, I didn't see any of them. I did see Don't Look Up, but I didn't like it that much. I did not like it. Did you guys like it? I don't know. I heard a lot of people liked it, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe I need to watch it again, but I found it to be boring, uninspired, and I got what they were saying. I totally get it, right? Don't look up. Like, it's the times we're in, like, everyone's just ignoring everything, right? Dun, 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 dun. You know, very familiar. I don't know, maybe it just hit too close to home. I'm not sure. I did not find it entertaining. I did not find it a good movie, and I was really disappointed. Okay? That's what I thought. What you think? You let me know. 1-833. Woof to me. You can call in and tell us your thoughts about it. The Brit Awards. Who won? Oh my gosh. Well, that is Adele. Won Album of the Year. Adele 30. Okay. She beat out Ed Sheeran. And then some other British artists that I never heard of. So there you go. International Group of the Year winner goes to Silk Sonic. International Artist of the Year is Billie Eilish. Wow. She beat out Doja Cat, Lil Nas X, Olivia Rodrigo, and Taylor Swift even, bitch. Okay, Billie Eilish. It's taken me some time, but I've warmed up to Miss Billie. Song of the Year goes to Easy on Me by Adele. I mean, bitch, she beat out so many songs, like, she beat out Bad Habits, Cold Hearted, Heat Waves. You listen to this show, you know I love Heat Waves, bitch. Ooh, I love that song. Thinking about it got me going. International Song of the Year goes to Olivia Rodrigo. Good for you. I love that song. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I really like that song. Best Group winner goes to Woof Alice. I've never even heard of them. I got to look them up now. We got to check them out. This pop R&B act goes to Dua Lipa. Okay, I can see that, Miss Dua Lipa. We like her, don't we? We like her a lot. Oh, the Brit Awards. They're like the British Grammys. If you don't know, now you know. You're welcome. Coming up, I'll play Adele's performance from the Brit Awards. She sang the song, I Drink Wine. I guess that would have gone well with my story about the fact that I have not been drinking any wine. I'm like two songs behind today, and I'm embarrassed about it because I was like, oh my God, coming up, we have the weather forecast, and honey, it's going to be a beautiful day in LA. Spoiler! A beautiful day in LA. President Biden, oh my gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Joe Biden has promised to support the LGBTQ community as Florida's Don't Say Gay bill makes it through the state legislature. So Florida is basically starting, has this bill that is being called Don't Say Gay, and it's just terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's part of a parental rights and education proposal, which the Republicans are proposing, you know, and LGBTQ activists are fearful that if the Senate bill is signed into law, it could have the power to totally limit any discussion or lessons on identity, the community's history, and the oppression it has faced. But the good news is we have a president who is fighting for us, and he said, I want every member of the LGBTQI plus community, especially the kids who will be impacted by this hateful bill, to know that you are loved and accepted just as you are. I have your back, and my administration will continue to fight for the protections and safety you deserve. Oh, make me cry. Thank you. And that shows such a difference between Democrats and Republicans, and the fact that we are still fighting for gay rights and to be treated equally. And we should, you know, they should teach gay history as well in school and all the things that happened. And Florida, it's 2022. It's just disgusting. And they've used gay people as a scapegoat again and again. The Bush administration, right, banning same-sex marriage. They used it as a way to rile everybody up. And I'm not here for it, okay? I'm not here for it. I think it's disgusting, Florida. My mom lives in Florida. Mom, I hope you write your people and tell them how terrible this bill is. Everybody who lives in Florida. You gotta stand up for what is right, and this is not right. It is not good. I am thankful that we have a president who, you know, is there for us and cares, and it's just sad. I find it to be really, really sad. Right? I'm just devastated by it. I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all, you guys. I was born this way. Hey! It is time for Weather with Kurt. Are you ready? Today's forecast is beautiful, honey. 88 degrees in LA. Almost 90, sister. I'm going to the beach. And 70 degrees and sunny in San Francisco. 79 in Phoenix. 76 in Vegas. Ooh, I feel them heat waves. This is going to be amazing. Yes, yes. El Paso coming in at 64. Baby, baby, baby. Minneapolis, 36. Chicago, snowy and 39 degrees. 50 in St. Louis. 64 in New Orleans. 68 in Tampa. You're going to be cold over there, ain't ya? 55 in Washington, D.C., where our president is getting shit done. 41 in Buffalo. 47 in New York. 42 in Boston. Honey, who's got the better weather? Well, I guess that belongs to us. Dailywood Radio is having a raffle for an all-inclusive vacation you deserve for a 6-day, 5-night stay for two people at Sincera Resort and Spa in Riviera Maya. This is an oceanfront resort, and it's all-inclusive service, and it's, you know, a free stay. Hello! Well, it costs $20 to buy a raffle ticket. There are many options on dailywood.com/raffle. dailywood.com/raffle. Check it out. Gives you all the ways to enter. First step is to buy a raffle ticket. After that, you can enter the word of the day, which today is gay. The word of the day is gay. Go to dailywood.com/raffle. Enter it at our chat feature right there. Chat feature at the bottom of the screen. Gay. Make sure you've already purchased your raffle ticket, and then you will get additional entry for the raffle. Help us spread the word by sharing on social media. Tell a friend, dailywood.com/raffle. has all the details, baby. Gay is the word of the day. Oh my goodness, gay is the word of the day. TikTok has updated its community guidelines to ban an array of anti-LGBTQ plus content, including dead naming transgender people. The social media platform announced the changes, and I think this is great. You know, the more we can do to be more inclusive and stop hate, I'm on board, right? I am totally on board. And I think that's great. So yay, yay, hey, yay, and yay, right? We are moving along. We're trying to get that progress. Come on, progress. We love progress. Who doesn't love some progress? I love some progress. It is Black History Month. And, you know, I looked up some facts and some science facts, actually. And George Washington Carver was born enslaved during the Civil War, later studied botany as the first black student at Iowa State University, and was responsible for creating over 300 products using the peanut, including dyes, plastic, and gasoline. Wow. Isn't that amazing? That is really amazing. Yes, then we have Alice Ball, who became the first woman to graduate with a master's degree from the University of Hawaii, went on to invent the first successful treatment for Hansen's disease, otherwise known as leprosy, in 1916. It wasn't until years after her tragic death at the young age of 24 that Ball even got proper credit for her work. Imagine! So she did that before 24? I mean, wow, amazing. In 1956, Gladys West was hired as a mathematician by the U.S. Naval Proving Ground, and it was there that she invented an accurate model of the Earth, which was then used as the foundation for the creation of the global positioning system known as GPS. I mean, amazing. I'm like, I could not do any of this, okay? None of it. After graduating college at the age of 18, Katherine Johnson began working at Aeronautics, and following the formation of NASA, she performed the calculations that sent astronauts into orbit and eventually to the moon in 1969. Wow. In 1987, the year I was born, Mae Jemison became the first African-American woman to be admitted into NASA's astronaut training program. And just over 5 years later, in 1992, she flew into space aboard the Endeavour, becoming the first African-American woman in space. Wow. Amazing. 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 It's amazing. Very amazing, right? All right, it's time for a little Justice Child, y'all. Wake up in the morning. What on Daily Word Radio? Adele. Amazing. I loved it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you all so much for tuning in, honey. Woo, it was a great show. I had so much fun. I'm going to eat a lot of chili today. I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to work out. Honey, all these things on my list of things to do. It's a day off. Hallelujah. I'll be working at Gym Bar all weekend. Thursday, Friday, Sunday for the Super Bowl. Uh-oh, my husband comes back on Sunday. Oh, God, I can't wait to see him. I'm excited. I'm excited to see that man, let me tell ya. It's been way too long. In some ways, you know, it was good. I needed some time to be by myself because I realized I didn't know how to do it anymore. I was like, I was a disaster. I figured it out. I'm back to big guy. I've gotten back together, but, oh my God, you guys. Oh my gosh, real quick story. The other day, my fire alarm was going off. It kept going off, kept going off. I took out the battery and it still was going up. I literally was like, oh my God, my uncle is here, because my uncle recently passed away. I'm like, my uncle is here and he's trying to send me a message. I'm like, Uncle Danny. And then I'm like, well, how the hell, after I took out the battery, is the damn thing still going off? I was like, I cannot believe it. I cannot believe we have a ghost. I cannot believe Uncle Danny is here. I was freaking out. Then I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me unscrew the thing. And then I realized it has another external power source. But bitch, whoo, I'm like, for literally hours, the darn thing kept going off. I'm like, I swear to God, Uncle Danny. I'm like, swear to God, this is not the way to get my attention. I was freaking out. I'm like, we got a ghost in the house. We got a ghost in the house. We've got a ghost in the house, hunty. I was scared. I was scared. I was so scared. I put a new battery in and needless to say, it no longer beeps. Okay. The ghost has left the building. The ghost has left the building, honey. Uncle Danny, why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing this to me? Scaring me like this. I mean, sister ghost, get out of here. Maybe I'll also burn a little sage today just in case. Just in case, you know, double check, right? Well, I love you all so much. It is wonderful Wednesday. I hope you have a beautiful day, a wonderful day, a wonderful Wednesday. Thank you for listening to Dailywood Radio. Shout out Miss Cheryl. I see you over there and I love you so much. Love you so much. And more than that after that. Miss Janine, I love you. Thank you for listening. It means the world to me. Everyone else, I love you. I appreciate you. Spread love, light, joy out in the world. We're all doing this, you know, we're all doing the best that we can. We all are doing the best that we can during these crazy times. If you're not vaccinated, go get vaccinated. If you're not boosted, go get boosted. We need to be done with this madness. We need to be done with it. We must. It's the best defense we got, so let's use it. You know, we're very fortunate individuals that we have this at our disposal. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, honey. I love you all so much. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to one another. Spread love, light, joy out in the world. Reverend Jason says, smile. It's contagious. And you know what? I think he's on to something. Have a great day, everybody. I love you.